With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with the Peabody Mayor's Office Chief of Staff, Christopher Ryder. Chris, it's been a long time since I've actually been to City Hall. Bill's been up there. But in general, welcome back, and how are things going overall this summer?
Well, thanks, Rick, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and you're right, it's been a long time. In Peabody this summer, things are very active. We have a lot of public works projects underway, including the big one on Central Street, which is a complete remake of the Central Street corridor, which sees, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of cars each day, is home to hundreds of residents and obviously several businesses. So construction is about to begin in earnest on the drainage portion of the project next week. So people may have seen some preliminary work, some construction, staging, et cetera, going on Central Street without much effect on their commute times, et cetera. But that's all about to change beginning next week, Rick. So I'm glad I had an opportunity to mention it. People obviously could expect delays, could expect detours, and obviously whenever possible, if they can seek an alternate route during this time. This is a bear of a project, $20 million from the state to do the project, and could take 3 to 4 construction seasons to completion. But when it's done, it's going to be a huge improvement for that area, for the corridor. Again, so many cars go through there every day. There'll be obviously better drainage. There'll be new pavement. There'll be new sidewalks. There'll be new curbing. There'll be new amenities, including trees and traffic lights and crosswalks. It'll be safer. It'll be better for everybody, but it's going to take some time before we get there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned all that, because Peabody is sort of in the center of everything. In order to get there, wherever, you got to go through Peabody. And over the course of your time in office with Mayor Betancourt, the face of Peabody has changed quite a bit. Maybe you could just remind us a little bit about how things have really gotten better, especially downtown where you had the flooding and so on.
Sure. That's a great way to put it. When Mayor Betancourt took office in 2012, he prioritized downtown revitalization. At the time, Main Street Peabody was little more than a high-speed cut-through for folks going to Salem, Marblehead, or the other way to the North Shore Mall and out to Route 128-95. Peabody used to have a thriving downtown, and the mayor thought there was no reason why we couldn't try and have one again. So he set about using state grants to kind of make it a safer place for traffic and pedestrians to be, and then put the word out that businesses were welcome there and that we'd love to have restaurants, we'd love to have shops, et cetera, come downtown. And over the last decade, Rick, it's really been an amazing transformation, highlighted by some terrific restaurants, highlighted by the North Shore Children's Museum right on Main Street, and highlighted by the Bell Inn and Tavern right at the top of Washington Street, which intersects with Main Street, which is an $8 million project to take a historic mansion in Peabody and convert it into a restaurant, a speakeasy pub downstairs, and then 2 floors of hotel rooms, bed and breakfast type of place. It's just an amazing development at Washington Street. So it's really been a dramatic transformation in 10 years. And Mayor Betancourt always says we have more work to be done. But people who were here 10 years ago and then coming back for the first time, they wouldn't believe their eyes.
Oh, I agree. It's changed so much for the better. It's really been great. And as I said, you know, everybody has to go through Peabody to get wherever you're headed on the North Shore. And I'm sure that October's got to be a tough month for you guys.
it typically is. That's why we do our international festival this year, scheduled for Sunday, September 15th. We always call it the biggest party on the North Shore. That's why we do our international festival in September. We don't want to shut down Main Street for our party in October, because that's just going to exacerbate the existing issues that come up when people are heading to Salem in October.
Okay. What caught my attention, Chris, was you have everybody is going online now. We have videos. We have live Facebook videos and podcasts and all this other stuff that has really been beneficial to local folk. And you have developed something that I find absolutely fascinating called the Peabody Business Podcast. So where did the germ of that idea come from? And then tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, I started doing the Peabody Business Podcast in 2020 during the darkest days of the COVID pandemic. The idea was to help spotlight local businesses, obviously mostly small businesses, who were really struggling amidst the lockdowns, the business operating restrictions, etc. Our business liaison at the time had just retired, and in general, I wanted to kind of step up as chief of staff and fill the void wherever was possible. And one of the ways I thought to do that was to do something that I'm pretty passionate about, which is podcasting. I've always been interested in broadcasting, and I'm a big fan of various podcasts. And so I said, here's an opportunity during a very difficult time for business to let people know, hey, there's still some great small businesses operating out there, and they're still doing business despite these restrictions. So that's where it started. But, Rick, the podcast now, and I've been doing it now these years, the podcast is designed to spotlight businesses by just having a conversation with the owner of the business or the executive director, if it's a nonprofit, to learn more about how they do their business and the various community service aspects, as many business owners give back to the city of Peabody in so many ways.
Well, it's very listenable to begin with. You have a radio voice, no question, and you have a great style talking with people and interviewing people. How much preparation does it take, Chris? Because, you know, your main job focus is at City Hall with the mayor, but you have several hats. You mentioned being a business liaison. You're also associated with the Chamber of Commerce. So does that all sort of lend toward helping you get prepared to talk with business owners or executive directors?
Well, it really does. I have found the overlap between the two jobs just as a natural fit, which I expected it might be, because every day in my role as chief of staff this past decade plus, I'm working with business owners, with nonprofit directors, et cetera. So absolutely. And going to, with the mayor, accompanying the mayor to ribbon cuttings, and just having my ear to the ground to the business community, certainly that helps a great deal in preparing for the podcast. Some of these folks I know, and I know what kind of things I think about their business might be interested in. These are businesses I go to because I'm a Peabody resident as well as a city official. So it really does make the preparation aspect of it easier. So I create an introduction. I work with the great folks at Peabody TV who host the studio for the podcast. And then it's more like a conversation, things that I might be interested in as a shopper or a diner in the case of the restaurants, or some questions about the nonprofit. So absolutely, the preparation is kind of a natural. And then sitting down and doing the podcast, I find very conversational.
I find it interesting, too, that you mentioned how the interview process works, because when I worked at WESX initially many, many years ago, I was terrified of doing interviews. We didn't have the internet then, so you couldn't really do a lot of research, and it really scared me on having to talk to people. But then I realized, as I think what I'm hearing from you, is that two things. You want to be curious. I'm curious about everything except bugs. And then the other thing is, everybody has a story to tell. Now, do you have an anecdote about dealing with your interviews in terms of getting something out to the public that maybe the public didn't know about, but your interviewee wanted them to know about, if you know what I'm trying to say here? Because everybody knows, you know, you've got this business or that business, but something behind the scenes sometimes is really interesting.
Well, I get what you're saying, and I agree. I find that a great example, a recent example. I sat down with the people who run a business called the Children's Piazza here in Peabody. And the Children's Piazza is basically a place where busy parents can bring their children, and the children can spend time playing, socializing, etc. The parents, meanwhile, can actively engage their children playing while having a bite to eat. So it has a cafe style about it. So I'm not sure how many people knew about that particular business, but what I found fascinating was in interviewing these two women who run the business. One of them was the founder of the business. The other one came on and kind of had the impetus to move the business forward. And that's the kind of thing I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Here are these two business owners. They both have strengths, but they're opposite strengths. And they tend to use each other's strengths to kind of fill in the gaps. And just talking about that relationship and hearing about how the partnership came about, to me, is fascinating. And I love to bring that stuff to the public because, like you said, everybody has a story. And these businesses have a great story in many cases. Maybe a business has been passed down over generations. or maybe somebody kind of lucked into a business or had an idea that nobody really gave them much credit for that became a huge success. So those are the kind of things I look for and the things I think people might be interested in knowing about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I did hear that with the Children's Piazza. Those two ladies are fascinating to listen to. And the other thing, Chris, that I think we head toward the finish line here, you mentioned complementary skills in terms of a business. And those sometimes work only by serendipity. You look for something and sometimes you can't find it, but then all of a sudden you're not looking and there it is. And Bruce Tarr, Senator Tarr, has, I think, the right attitude for that and summarizing it. And he says it has to do with relationships, just personal relationships. And in your role, you must find that similar as well. You must see that across the spectrum.
Oh, there's no question about it. Every day in the mayor's office, you are dealing with so many different personalities, so many different people, with so many different, these are people that have different objectives. Some people are coming to City Hall to do something as simple as pay a bill. Some people are coming with what they think is the biggest problem they have. And you always treat people the same way in terms of saying they're coming here because right now this is the most important thing to them. And we try and respond to people in a way that lets them know, look, no matter what it is, how many times we may have dealt with it here, we understand how important it is to you. Working with people like that, working with business owners, working with nonprofit directors, working with elected officials, and then the public that comes in here, you hear it all, and you hear some great stories, and you make great connections. So I couldn't agree with you more. It is about establishing relationships, and the more people you meet, the more you find out what their strengths are, and you can start connecting people. I also look at that as a big part of the business liaison job, is connecting people.
Well, everything you said about the mayor's office, I find 100% correct. First time I went there, I was very much welcomed as some guy just coming in with an idea for a website, and the mayor and Daryl McCarthy in the mayor's office and you as well treated me and us so well. So 100% correct. I agree with all of that. Finally, Chris, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you'd like to mention that maybe I haven't asked you about?
No, I just want to put the word out there to folks who may listen to you and have an idea for a business, and Mayor Betancourt is always encouraging people. Please contact me, Chris Ryder, at the mayor's office, or our community development director, Kurt Bellavance, so that we can help you do business in PBD. If you have an idea or a dream for a business and you're looking for a place to go, we want to hear from you and we want to help you. We want to help you cut through the red tape and get you to run your business rather than spending time at City Hall. We want to do things the right way, but we want to help you. And that's the message I'd love to get out to people who are thinking about opening up a small business or a medium-sized business. Please think about PBD and call me.
That is Mayor Ted Betancourt's Chief of Staff, Chris Ryder, with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.